I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my Red Clay Diary. It's all about life, actually. This is a true and actual story that I share every decade or so, just in case you were not there when it happened. It's called Angel Light. The first part is her side of the story. She says, I'm walking along the sidewalk near the St. Vincent's Hospital parking deck, and I just plain topple over something. I don't know exactly what's happening, but all of a sudden I'm flat on my back and my head is cut and hurting and my eyes are closed because I'm dizzy. I keep squinting and I'm afraid to look around because I don't know whether I'm dead or dreaming or what. I hear this deep voice saying, now just lie still. You're going to be all right. I want to see who is talking, so I open up, and everything looks dark red, and I think, maybe I'm blind. I can't see, I say to the voice. I think, maybe I really am dead. The deep voice says, you will be fine. Just be calm. Just be calm. I try to take a deep breath and hold on. I feel a warm hand touching my forehead and soothing me. It isn't long before I wake up in the emergency room and learn that I really will be all right. The nurses have cleaned the blood out of my eyes, and I'm just fine. I'll always wonder how my deep voice angel knew how to comfort me at just the right moment. I wonder if I'll ever need him again. And this is his side of the story. I'm walking along near the St. Vincent's Hospital emergency room near Christmas time, absentmindedly trailing behind a large woman who was in a hurry. Suddenly, she trips over a partially off-center manhole cover and falls flat to the ground, her head gushing blood. Her eyes are closed, and I lean over to see whether she's conscious. She moves and squints, but the blood from her cut fills her eyes so that she probably can't see. I don't want to cause further damage, so I figure the best thing to do is stick by her till somebody comes from the emergency room. I sit down beside her so that she will know that she's not alone out here. I lean close to her ear and quietly speak so that she won't be startled. Just lie still. You're going to be all right. She turns toward me and says, I can't see. All I can think to do is reassure her whether or not I know she's going to be fine. You will be fine. Just be calm. Just be calm. She responds and seems calmer. I remember the comforting, healing power of my father's large hand when he touched my forehead so many years ago, hovering over my sickbed and worrying. I reach over and my hand becomes my father's hand and warmly touches her forehead. She lies quietly, almost smiling. Within minutes, two casually moving ER employees show up with a wheelchair and escort the woman away. Even though her eyes are still closed, I feel she's going to be taken care of. I walk toward my car and go about my life. And I often wonder what this unknown woman thinks about when she remembers her Christmas blindness near a hospital parking deck. Does she wonder who I was? Does she know that I gave her the only Christmas gift I knew how to give?